Hey pals, it's Stephanie. Welcome back to the Keto Success Podcast, a show dedicated to doing the deeper work on your keto journey. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey pals, welcome back to another episode of the Keto Success Podcast. This past week, I had a few conversations in my inbox and in the DMs over on Instagram of people that were inquiring about coaching. They wanted to learn more. They wanted to hear if this is something that feels good for them, if it's something that they want to get themselves into, what it is that I actually do as a coach. And I am not going to lie to you. This is something that I, for some reason, really struggle with articulating, because I think when it comes to, say, marketing yourself and your services, especially on social media, it has to be quick and punchy and loud and in your face. And so much of that goes against what it is I actually do and the energy around how I hold space for my clients, because it is about softness and slowing down and ease, and it's not loud and in your face. I don't have some specific formula that I force all of my clients to do, and if you follow my steps, this is how you'll get results, and that's just not it. So I really do find it hard to sum up what I do in 1 to 2 sentences. I mean, even the sentence I have on my Instagram profile has shifted and evolved over the years as I have evolved as a coach. And currently it reads, helping you succeed on keto through self-healing to create a lifestyle that feels true to you. And that really does resonate with what it is I actually help my clients achieve. The thing is, you can't just understand what that even really means, because if we want to create a lifestyle that feels best for you, we need to discover the truth of who you really are first. And like I said, you can't just sum that up in a sentence. There really isn't a one-size-fits-all approach to something like this. It really is personalized and catered to your own unique experiences, our own food issues, our body, our schedules, like all of that is different. So I really wanted to record this two-part series speaking directly into what it is I do as a coach and the transformation that is available to my clients, how the entire journey unfolds and how to know if coaching is right for you or not right for you. I really just wanted to allow this space to really pour out what this entire coaching journey could look like. And honestly, even for my own sake, to brush up on this edge and allow it to feel activating, allow myself to feel really nervous and vulnerable in speaking into this, because I truly do believe in leading by example. So I really wanted to challenge myself and speak directly into what it is I do as a coach, because I am so confident in my abilities as a coach. I am so confident in my ability to help others achieve what it is that they want for themselves and really create this healthy and happy and simple and sustainable lifestyle. But this is definitely an edge for me, because I never want to come across as salesy. Like, it just gives me the ick. I never want to have anyone feel like I am convincing you that you absolutely need to do this and it's the only way that you will be successful. Like, that is not it. I simply just want to share what it is that I do, in case you've been listening to the podcast for a while and you've kind of wondered what it would look like or what it would feel like to work with me. I simply just want to share what that journey is and allow you to feel empowered in making that decision for yourself. So this is how I work with my clients. This is how the journey unfolds. We start with an assessment call where we really just get a chance to take our time and get to know each other better. This really is, right from the start, how we ensure that we are creating a lifestyle that is best and true to you, because we take the time to really understand where you're currently at. Before we hop on this call, I will often send out a questionnaire with very specific questions that really help you to reflect on where you're currently at, what's worked for you in the past, what didn't work for you in the past, where do you see yourself moving towards? And on this first call, I really do tap into my intuition, and it gives me a chance to hear the energy behind your words. Sometimes we will write things in the questionnaire and we might say things that we think we need to say or that we should be saying, but I'm really able to hear the energy behind those words and get a better sense of where you actually currently are. Because sure, like, what are your goals? Often the first number one goal that I receive is weight loss, and that's totally fine. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But how do you actually want to feel every day and feel about yourself within this lifestyle you're creating? I've received so many comments from clients or potential clients that fill out this questionnaire, and they can already sense from that alone that this is going to be different. Because I don't ask, how much do you weigh? What are your measurements? Send me a photo of your body. Like, none of that, because I find that extremely vulnerable, especially sending it to, kind of a stranger, right? That doesn't feel good for me. That doesn't feel safe. Like, I just don't operate that way, because the answers in this questionnaire really just allow you to have a chance to flush out how you're really feeling and what you currently are experiencing, so that when we hop on that first call, I can meet you there. It really does provide a better understanding for both of us, really, because so often we just keep trying the same things over and over and over again, or we believe we just need more self-control or more willpower or to just try harder next time, without taking the time to truly reflect on what is going on here that's causing me to stay in this cycle. We often don't have enough hours in the day to even give ourselves time to do this deeper reflection, but it's so crucial if we want to change and to experience something different for ourselves. So this questionnaire really is a beautiful starting point. It really is where we've taken a little bit of time to sit with ourselves and sit with what we're experiencing and allow it to pour out. And sometimes it can feel a little emotional or activating. Perhaps some resistance shows up, and all of that is perfect and beautiful, because anything that comes up for you is meant to be there so that we can explore it. So once the questionnaire has been filled in, we hop on this first call and we already have more insight and awareness around what's been coming up for you, so that we can explore this together. What's felt good or worked well for you in the past? What's held you back from feeling that way in the past? When do you feel best about yourself or your nutrition, physically, mentally, emotionally? When do you feel the most triggered or disempowered in your mind and body? What's going on around you in your environment when this happens? These are just a few of the questions that we explore and dive into, because this is what will allow you to dig a bit deeper than just staying stuck in a cycle that you already know hasn't been working for you. This work is what shifts things from being on a keto diet to truly creating a lifestyle that feels best for you because we've taken the time to reflect on where you're currently at so that we can build a foundation from that place to ensure everything that we're doing feels true for you, that works for your schedule, that feels good in your body, and that works for your life. Our first call really is about setting the tone of the entire experience. We do something that most coaches shy away from. We normalize struggle. Right on that first call, we talk about how you may be struggling. We talk about how struggling is normal and it's allowed to be in the room with us, that it's safe to share where you're struggling. And we normalize it because it is part of the process. It gets to have a voice. It gets to be held and feel safe. And in order for us to shine a light on it and for you to feel safe and comfortable with me to share where you're struggling, we need to really allow it to be there. Because within these friction points lies the answers that help us identify what is at the core of them. We all have our own core needs that we're trying to meet, and they are often most prevalent in the moments of self-sabotage, or when we're reaching for food in a particular way to cope, or when we experience a certain emotion, or we want to avoid or numb or buffer our experience. We really allow this first call to set the tone for where we're going to move next. And to just understand that it is normal to struggle and that it's part of the process. Once we have established what this core need is for you that shows up in these moments of struggle, that shows up in these friction points, on these edges, we're better able to look at the beliefs and the habitual emotional reactions that are playing out in your experience, in your day-to-day life. We talk about the storylines and the narratives that are spinning that are keeping you in this place. And from there, we really are better able to plan ahead and get ahead of your barriers to change. We're able to really expose your unique relationship with food, your beliefs, and how your brain is wired so that you can feel empowered to actually change your conditioning. From there, you receive tangible strategies that are personalized to whatever it is that you're experiencing. I mean, of course, as the podcast in general shows, we do this deeper work. We play in this intangible realm of thoughts and feelings and emotions and spirituality, but I really want to make it crystal clear that you absolutely receive tangible steps and strategies that you can practice and take action on in your day-to-day life to create new patterns and habits and routines to really create this lifestyle. Honestly, I have never worked with two clients in the exact same way. Never. How would that even make sense if our daily lives are entirely different? Our goals are different. Our bodies are different. Our food issues are different, right? You are unique, and the action steps that you receive really need to reflect that. I provide workbooks and recipes and food lists and go-to meal ideas, online resources, whatever else you may need to get you started in creating a baseline foundation to move from. Honestly, my keto smoothie recipe book is a client favorite. I have had so many people say this has been an absolute game changer in my experience. This has been an absolute game changer in my lifestyle. Just a smoothie recipe book. But, you know, all of these little things add up. And I really just want to make it clear that even though on the podcast we really talk a lot about these intangible, deeper concepts, in my coaching practice, you still absolutely receive the exact next steps that you need in a very tangible, action-based way. You also get access to my private text and voice messaging platform so that you can ask me anything and share anything and receive guidance and support in between our calls. You don't have to ever wonder what I should be doing or wait for our next call. If something's really coming up for you, like, I am there to hold you through all of it. I am there as a sounding board. I am there if you need to vent. Like, I am there to really do this with you. We are in this together. I've got you. We really slow the entire process down so that you have the opportunity to recalibrate yourself to the changes we're making. Instead of just piling more and more on, we really make sure that you give yourself the time to normalize where you're at before we move forward. I mentioned before, we also normalize struggle because it's in those moments that really do reveal the patterns that deserve our attention. We go through the messy parts together. So if it feels like you've fallen or you're down in a hole, I am right there beside you with my shovel and we are digging our way out. There for sure are things you're totally aware of that you can figure out for yourself that you don't really need a coach for. Things like the keto rules or drinking all the water and electrolytes, and I know I need to be getting in some daily movement. Like, we know these things. We can figure that out for ourselves. You absolutely are aware of that. But there are also parts that are my role as a coach to help you uncover that you may be a little blind to or unaware of, that I get to help show you and can help you get unstuck by teaching you something new. As someone who has gone through this entire process myself, I have so much to share with you that could really help guide you through your journey, because I've lived through this entire experience for myself. I don't know about you, but in the past, I have hired personal trainers, or I felt really pressured. I was signing up for a new gym. I remember this one time. I was signing up for a new gym, and this dude that I was signing up with was so forceful in terms of signing up for personal training with him that I felt like I just had to do it, even though I didn't really want to do it. I still ended up signing up for a personal trainer. And I always think of that as, it's hard to receive advice or guidance or support from someone who has never experienced being overweight. I'm looking at this guy who's ripped and was really judgmental of where I was. I could just feel it. And I actually went back the next day and decided to cancel the personal training because I actually didn't want to work with that guy. I just felt really pressured in the moment. It did not feel good for me whatsoever. But I really just struggled with this feeling like, you don't get it. You've never been here. But the way I'm able to work with my clients is from such a non-judgmental place. There is absolutely no shame in the room because I have been there. I have experienced it. I have moved through this process. And that is why I'm so passionate about helping others do the same. I am an open book. I share on sessions that I've been there too. And it really does allow my clients to feel less alone. So often we feel like we're the only people experiencing what we're experiencing, and to just know that someone else has been there too really does invite in more compassion and softness, and it really just bonds us through the experience. We also have this little part of us that feels unknown. Or perhaps it's been buried or ignored for so long that we can't seem to touch in with that part of ourselves anymore. And it's my role as a coach to really be able to hold up a mirror and dig that little bit deeper by really asking good questions, the right questions at the right time. I couldn't tell you or count the amount of times that I will ask a question to a client during a session and it's met with the response, huh, that's a really good question. Or, huh, I've never thought of that before. And I love when that moment happens because then we are able to hold space around that question and allow the answer to reveal itself. And it's often these answers that really are the keys to unlock so much. I really can genuinely see a light bulb go off or this aha moment that leads to incredible breakthroughs. And what's so fascinating about that is it really can be a rediscovery of what you actually already know. This deep inner wisdom that's buried just beneath the surface, just out of sight, but not out of mind. But without asking the right questions and really touching in with this part of ourselves, it can continue to stay buried and below the surface and feel like we're just spinning our wheels and we keep trying to do the same things over and over again, but it's just not working. This process is really a collaboration together. When we link arms and do this journey together, you have the opportunity to learn new things about yourself that you probably really need to hear and have these beautiful gems pulled out of you, these little nuggets that you really need to see so that you have this immense feeling of relief and clarity during our time together and beyond. So we really begin with this assessment of really just getting clear on where you're currently at. And during the process, we uncover these gems that really can feel like a breakthrough. You receive tangible action steps, but we also touch into this intangible, deeper work so that any changes that we're making actually last because it feels best for you and true to you. And it feels like something that is doable for you. Then towards the end of our journey together, honestly, it is simply remarkable to witness the shifts in my clients. After we've had some of these breakthrough sessions, after we've experienced some aha moments, they'll suddenly show up on our session and their energy has completely changed. It's honestly, it shocks me every time. I really need to not be shocked by it anymore, to be honest, because it happens every single time. But you can really just sense this shift that they've moved from this place of feeling frustrated and defeated or believing that they're too time poor to do this or they'll never be able to make this lifestyle work for them or we had some messy parts in the middle and I don't think I can do this, but to feel really held and really safe through the moments of struggle and receive guidance and support through that really does allow them to shift and evolve. And they end up with this energy of calmness and peace and confidence that they found what works for them. And they're in such a good groove. There's this sense of relief that they know what they should be doing and they feel good about it. And they feel good about themselves and everything just feels like it's falling into place. It is the most rewarding feeling. I really love just hopping on these calls and I can sense the energy before we've even spoken a word. That is really true transformation. I literally will say, like, who is this person? Because it's shifted that much. It is so beautiful to witness. And it's often when we're in this really good place and you feel like you found your groove, you're really feeling it, that we have a conversation around potential retractions or backsliding. Because again, It's naive to believe that we're never going to run into an obstacle again for the rest of our lives. So we really need to normalize this entire process and understand that just because we feel like something's working really great in the moment, that there might still be obstacles down the road. And how can we reframe those moments as actually something to celebrate? How can we identify progress even within the moments where you maybe have had a little misstep or had a little bit of a backslide? We explore things that we've been doing together that might feel a little bit temporary, so that when your journey comes to a close, when we feel complete, the foundations of what you need to do next in order to continue making progress and really recalibrating and normalizing to this new experience, this new lifestyle, this new version of what keto can be for you, we really ensure that whatever it is that we're working on will continue even after our time is done. That we've established tools that have worked really well so that you're crystal clear on how to continue using them to their full potential. I absolutely adore my clients. I love our time together and I absolutely miss them. I miss the heck out of them when our time is complete. But I never want to create a relationship with a client where they feel dependent on me for their success. That's not my role. I feel like a mother bird. Like, I want to ensure that you feel safe and secure and nourished, and we uncover so much and you feel so good about where you are that you feel like you can just run with it. That you have everything you need to fly from the nest and really thrive in your life. Towards the end of our time together, where we really end up is a place where we can explore how your beliefs have shifted throughout our time together, so we can really anchor in how this new version of yourself can continue to exist. We go over all of the new evidence and the markers of progress that you've created for yourself throughout this process and why that's really meaningful for you, and really celebrate that. It really is a process where you receive the tangible strategies in terms of the actions to take, as well as a really safe, nourishing space for the intangible parts, the internal parts to turn towards that really do come together to create a beautiful, holistic journey. Together, we really move through this process of understanding your deeper desires and why living a keto or low-carb lifestyle is really meaningful for you. We take time to identify triggers in your life that activate this emotional, behavioral thought pattern that really just does cause you to reach for food in disempowered ways and leaves you feeling frustrated and defeated. Throughout this process, you really learn how to soften with yourself and invite in more self-compassion and curiosity around any struggles by releasing the judgment, the shame, the worry, the guilt that holds you back and makes you feel like you're just spinning in this vicious cycle. We also take time to include self-healing practices that feel fun and playful and nourishing to you, so you feel at peace and you feel more fulfillment in your everyday life instead of turning to food to escape it. I don't know where you're at, but I know there's a lot of hesitation around coaching, and I just wanted to tease this apart for you so that you could feel like you are empowered to know what feels right for you without the social narratives or the scripts that you've been fed getting in the way of who coaching is for, who coaching isn't for, that you may have been marketed to in the past. I know there's a lot of people you've probably come into contact with that have tried to convince you that coaching is right for you. But at the end of the day, coaching may not be right for you. And that's okay too. So here's what I know from my own experience of working with coaches. I have absolutely had the thought where, like, sure, it would be nice to get some help or some one-on-one time or maybe have a program teach me a particular thing. And I have sat on the fence for a long time. I'll have, you know, the tab open on my computer, reading over the offer again and again to see if it really does feel right for me. I tend to hesitate before I reach out. I hesitate, then I stall and I sit on the fence. And I acknowledge how nice it might be to get some help, to feel supported in whatever it is I'm doing. But I also can get a little stubborn in my desire to save money and to just figure it out for myself. Believe me, I understand. But every single time that I finally reach out, I am always left with more clarity. And that is priceless. I always think, why did I wait so long to do this? And I have these thoughts, even as a coach. So I want you to know that if you're feeling hesitant or resistant to the idea of coaching, I understand. Resistance is normal. And it's actually a sign that maybe you're on the brink of something that you know deep down could really help you. You know, there's a quote by Stephen Pressfield that reads, "The more important a calling or action is to our soul's evolution, the more resistance we will feel towards pursuing it." This really shines a light on how we can use this resistance as a compass. The more aligned something feels with our soul in our body, and the more resistance we feel to it, is often exactly where we need to go. Our brain, our mind, our thoughts can really hijack the decision by convincing us that I can just save the money, I can figure this out on my own. But what's so fascinating is your body and your soul deep down probably knows that this could really help you, that this could really have an impact. And so often we will just use our mind to logic our way out of decisions like this. And believe me, I have invested in things that didn't feel right for me. I have been sold on things that didn't feel good. I have bought programs that I never completed. I have bought packages for, oh my gosh, recently, a few months ago, I was in this grip around the fact I wasn't posting enough on Instagram. So I bought this package of like cut and paste Instagram posts. You can just copy them. Like, it's not a big deal. You can just take them. And I have not used it once, okay? Because it doesn't sit right with me. I want to put things out there that feel true to myself, that feel good in my body, that feel good to my soul. But I was in this grip. I was in this mental space. I was living from the neck up in panic mode, in worry mode. And I really was like, this is going to be the thing that is just going to help me get past this. And I haven't even used it, not even once. And I really regretted it, but I really am happy I went through that experience, because making that decision was coming from an energy of desperation and like this grip that I really wanted something to just fix it for me. Like, it really was from an unaligned place. Whereas when I have invested in coaches and mentors that really feel aligned with my message, my purpose, who really understand me as a person, they've exceeded my expectations. And my body felt expansive and excited and, yeah, scary for sure. That's totally normal. Of course it is. We don't know if it's going to work for us or not work for us, but there's always just this deeper knowing that we can touch into whether something really feels right for us or not. And like I shared at the beginning of this episode, why I find it so difficult to explain what I do is because we're so marketed to in the sense of here are all the bullet points of why coaching's for you, or we might not be a good fit if you fall under these categories. And it really is asking you to put yourself in a box, that these bullet points are trying to decide if you fit into that box or not. Whereas I want to just break that box down entirely. I'm not going to give you a list of bullet points that you have to try and fit yourself into one category or another, for coaching or against coaching, but rather just explore gently and openly and turning inwards towards yourself, towards your body, towards your nervous system and your current experiences, and know on a deeper level if this is something for you or not, even if it feels scary or a little foreign. I don't want you to invest in coaching because I tell you to or because I've sold you on anything. I want you to feel so empowered in that decision because it came from you. That there's something about me or how I work with my clients or what you've heard on this podcast that really resonates with you in a way that feels different from everything else you've heard or everything else you've experienced before. Does it mean that it's not a little uncertain or a little scary to take that leap? No, of course not. But you also have something deep inside of you that's excited and that feels expansive to you. That while you don't know with 100% certainty exactly how this will work out, you have this gentle nudge that says, something will absolutely change if I do take this leap. And I really want you to know that coaching isn't just for people who can't figure it out on their own. In fact, it works really great with people who can do a lot on their own. It means that you have this ambition and drive to act on the insights and the perspectives and the work that is provided during our sessions. You really can go so far on your own. But imagine what could happen when we are touching in with these other parts that are unknown, that we have a mirror held up to all of the things that we're doing that are incredible and all of the things that we can continue to work on. Even if you are in a good place with your keto journey, doesn't mean that we still don't have other areas that we can grow and evolve into that really can anchor in this lifestyle that feels so nourishing and sustainable and good for you. I've also worked with clients where they came to me and they wanted to do keto and they wanted to lose weight, and we take keto entirely off the table because it doesn't actually work for them. It doesn't feel good for them. And I am a registered holistic nutritionist. I am a certified life coach. So I am able to hold us through a new journey where we focus on healing our relationship with food, or we focus on healing our relationship with ourselves. There are so many ways in which this journey unfolds and evolves. And there is no one-size-fits-all approach. Perhaps you've listened to this podcast and so much of it resonates with you and really lands in you, but you think, I'm not keto, so I can't work with her, or I don't want to do keto, so I can't work with her. And that's absolutely not the case. Ultimately, our journey isn't about me just giving you all the quote-unquote answers. I don't have some big secret keto code that applies to everyone. It's about creating a supportive, nourishing space for you to understand, trust, and connect with the answers that are already living within you, to help you witness the ways in which this lifestyle or any lifestyle can feel best for you, and honoring all of the places inside of you that get to come along for this journey, to really guide you back to the evidence that's already within you, your thoughts, your emotions, your body, your energy, your intuition, your spirit. And there's so much power in that, because from that place, you are actually more likely to act, and you are actually more likely to follow through with your intentions because they feel aligned for you. They feel best for you, and they feel true to you. That you stop waging war against yourself and see the thoughtfulness of all of the parts of you and allow all of those parts to be a part of this journey. You will feel more confident in yourself and more aligned with your choices because they are driven by meaning and purpose. And there is so much power in that. I am absolutely sure that you are capable of doing this. I know that you will get to where you're meant to be eventually. It might be utterly exhausting. It might take so much longer to get there, but you will get there. But I also want you to know that asking for help is a strength, not a weakness. And seeking advice is wisdom, not inadequacy. Investing in a coach is empowerment, not an unnecessary extravagance. I have lived through this experience so many times, and I can wholeheartedly say that coaching has changed my life. It has allowed me to show up more authentically as myself, and I wouldn't be where I am today if I hadn't taken that step, if I hadn't taken that leap of faith, if I hadn't just looked at my own resistance and called it out for what it is, that instead of waiting for it to magically go away, because it probably never will, I embraced it. I held space for it and really allowed it to be there. Then I put it in the passenger seat. It was allowed to come along for the ride, but not allowed to touch the steering wheel. I allowed it to feel a little scary and stretchy and uncomfortable and uncertain and not really knowing if it'll work for me or not. And instead of focusing on the unknown, I really shifted to focus on everything that I had to gain. And it really has been in these moments where I have had the courage to reach out and invest with coaches that really do feel like a heck yes in my body, that I have come to this decision feeling super empowered and aligned, that has absolutely changed my life and has been priceless. And if anything in this episode has really resonated with you or feels like it could be supportive for you, I want you to feel that same way. I want you to feel so empowered in this decision that you know that there's something really exciting that's possible for you. And it's a really beautiful opportunity for your life to change, where you get to experience not only how your physical body will change, but your mental and emotional experiences too. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you have listened all the way through, you are my favorite. Thank you. I am feeling a lot less nervous that I've had the space to pour out what it is that I actually do. I'm not sure if I could ever answer it in 1 to 2 sentences, but I just really wanted to speak directly into this because, like I said, I get questions all of the time. People want to learn more. So I figured it's about time I share what it is that I do as a coach. If you have ever been curious about or considered working with me, I would love to simply just have a conversation with you, with or without any sort of commitment, to really just explore together, even if it's just for one conversation, whether this really is a path you're ready to walk or whether you have some more exploring and figuring it out on your own to do first. There is a link down in the show notes where you can apply to hop on a free call with me, or honestly, you can email me or DM me on Instagram and I will send you the direct link to my calendar to book this call and just have the conversation and simply just chat about it together and see if it feels aligned and best for you. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you in the next one. Thanks so much for listening, pal. I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to spend it with me, and I hope you found this episode helpful. If you have any questions or want clarity around anything you heard today, or if you just want to share what came up for you, check out the show notes and click on Connect with Stephanie. This is directed straight to my inbox where I personally answer every single message and question that comes in. I'm ready to hold space for you and help you move forward on your keto journey. Until then, thanks again for listening, and we'll see you in the next one.